Paul Clayton with co-host Pastor John Lukomsky. And on the line with us, Dr. James Lamb, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Dr. Lamb.
Good morning, Paul.
It says here on the Christian Post website this morning that the March for Life takes on abortion with renewed energy. Did you experience that yesterday?
I did. It's interesting how, you know, I've been at a lot of these, and it's interesting that you kind of get a feel for it, and sometimes it's kind of a pessimistic feel that you get, but this year was, it was renewed energy, and I think part of it was, and I've just heard so many people comment on the number, once again, of young people that were there, and it was refreshing to see all of them. We had a number of younger folks with our Lutherans for Life group walking with us, and a good contingent of young people that came to our worship service that we have at Emmanuel Lutheran Church prior to the march. So, I think that's a correct way to say, kind of a renewed energy. And plus, part of that also, I guess, from the political side is the number of pro-life people we have in Congress now, and so there's a that generates a positive aspect as well. And many of them spoke prior to the march and stirred people up in a positive way there too.
Can you describe for us what the mood was like?
The mood was energetic, cold. It was cold. It was a bright day, but cold, and people wanted to get moving, and friendly unity that was there amongst there's just such a plethora of groups that come to this. It's quite incredible, and so you get this feeling of we're not alone, and there are lots of folks from all kinds of religious denominations out there who want to uphold the sanctity of human life. So it was encouraging that way. The march is always encouraging in terms of there are other folks who have this passion too.
Dr. Lamb, this is Pastor Lukomsky. I'm co-hosting with Paul. I have a personal question to ask you, because I know you've been at the vanguard of the Sanctity of Life movement, particularly from the Lutheran side, for years and years and years. How did you get involved in this? Why did this become an important issue for you?
Oh, how long is this segment, Paul?
Well, we have about 5 minutes.
Well, I guess the short version was I was active in on the local level. Lutheran Life has chapters, and I was spiritual vice for a chapter, and I decided one year I had the practice of reading through scriptures with a different Bible translation each year, and one year I decided I'm going to read through the Bible and take my time, and I'm going to read through it with life eyes. I'm just going to see what God, how He speaks about life, and that was pretty intense, and referred to originals as I needed to as I went along, and it just it's really changed my attitude, I guess, from being aware that we need to uphold the sanctity of life and that we should do it, to that we're compelled to do it, because the Bible has such a powerful and positive for life message. It's so life affirming, and that these things really connect and speak to the life issues. So I went from being someone who said we should to someone who would say, well, we're compelled, and not only that, we have the only message in the gospel of Jesus Christ that can make a difference in people's lives who are dealing with these. So I said a prayer about wanting to do more, and then I was asked to put my name on a list for this job, and I said no to that initial request, but almost 15 years ago, here I am. So that's the short version. But it was just kind of a renewal for me of what God had to say about life and what He has done that makes it valuable and just speaks so powerfully to these issues.
Dr. James Lamb in Washington, D.C., and Dr. Lamb joining us, a personal friend of Pastor Lukomsky this morning, Pastor Barry Carolinan, who's at St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Cabot, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Dr. Lamb.
Good morning.
Did you have a question for Dr. Lamb, Barry? Something to follow up on yesterday's March for Life in Washington, D.C.?
You've participated in the March for Life for a number of years now, Dr. Lamb. Do you notice a difference in the tone? Do you notice a difference in the focus now in these last couple of years than when you first began?
Yes, I do. One I've mentioned, and that is more young people.
Right.
The other is the I never used to really care for a lot of the speeches that happened before the march up on the platform. You know, this seemed like a lot of yelling and screaming and those kinds of things. And it seems that, although there's some of that yet, but it seems that that tone has changed a bit. And there's more of a positive mood, even politically, in that kind of tone. So I've seen that change. The other thing I've seen change is when I first started, we always had, as I mentioned, we always had this worship service prior to the march. And I remember the first time we had it, it was probably maybe 20, 25 people that came to that. And then maybe we'd have 30 or 40. But in the last few years, we had almost 200 people at that worship service yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case for the last about 3 years now, where that service has really grown, and more Lutheran pastors are coming to walk under that Lutherans for Life banner, or the LCMS Life Ministry is also there right beside us. And so there's more of a Lutheran contingent, and that's just really grown in just in the last 3 years, I'd say. And that's a big difference.
And Dr. Lamb, you're in meetings today. What are they all about?
I am on the LCMS Life Ministries committee, and so that committee is meeting right now, actually. We're here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Virginia. And so we meet quarterly and talk about some of the things that this committee can do to help our fellow Lutherans be a voice for God's gift of life. And right now we have a mandate from the Synodical Convention to hold a conference on these issues for the Synod, and so we're working on that as we speak.
And Dr. Lamb, I've got some audio here perhaps you can react to. NARAL pro-choice president Nancy Keenan says lawmakers who appeared at anti-abortion rallies have misplaced priorities.
They ran on jobs and the economy, yet there they were in Washington and across this country, quite honestly, proposing extreme ways to interfere in women's personal, private decisions.
Your comment.
It is true that what you said was true. They ran on the economy, and quite frankly, in the election process, the life issues are kind of on the back burner of all this.
But it sounds like she's starting to feel the heat.
Yeah, there are some things happening. I'm pleased because I wasn't sure either whether there would be any kind of priority given to some of the life issues. The economy seems to be a big thing. But nevertheless, there are some things coming down. And Representative Boehner, new Speaker of the House, that's the first time we've had a Speaker of the House address the march. So that was very encouraging. And I don't know if she was reacting to him alone, but he did emphasize giving some priorities to some of these things. So I was pleased to hear that, and I hope it carries through. I hope it's not just rhetoric for the day.
Mm. Dr. James Lamb in Washington, D.C., Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. And Dr. Lamb, we promised to get you back into that meeting. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Dr.
You're welcome. Yep, very welcome. Thank you.